Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
We're here for the second hour of the show with a woman who we've really wanted to come in as a guest. I think since we first started doing the show, Mo, I've yes. said to you, wouldn't it be great if we could get Helen Butler in from the White Squirrel Project? Yeah. And here she is.
We today. Do love our squirrels, don't we?
We do. Mm. So, where do we start with questions about red squirrels? How long have you been involved with the project?
I first started working with red squirrels in 1991.
Wow.
So that's 26 years now.
And you've got an anniversary next year of the 25 years of the White Squirrel Project.
That's right, yes. We want to have a big event. We've just been talking about it today. So keep your eye on the media.
Fantastic.
The first thing I'd like to ask is the island the only county that has red squirrels only?
County?
Or
there's some on Brownsea Island, not as many as we've got. That's just a few hundred, whereas ours runs into thousands. That's all there is down the south, though.
Are there any in Scotland?
There's some in Scotland, especially in the Highlands, but they're still fighting the greys up in Scotland.
Oh, are they?
Yes, sadly.
That's a terrible thought, isn't it, to think of it. Do they actually literally fight each other then, reds and greys? Or the greys are the dominant species, aren't they?
The greys are twice the size of the reds,
right.
And they carry the squirrel pox virus, which they don't contract themselves, but they do pass on to the red squirrels. Then it goes through the red squirrel population like wildfire.
Oh, gosh.
Another huge competitive edge is that the greys can digest tannins in acorns, of which we've got billions in this country, but the reds can't.
Oh.
So they've just got so many competitive edges. Of course, size does matter.
Yeah, I was thinking that, actually. What about birds of prey? Are they a threat to the red squirrels? Because I know I saw a picture on your website of one of the, I think it was a hawk, eating a red squirrel.
That was an escapee, an American red-tailed hawk.
Right.
But it's a relation to the buzzard. And we know that I've had lots of sightings of buzzards taking red squirrels.
Because we've got a lot of buzzards on the island, haven't we?
We've You've got seen an them. Awful lot.
Yeah. So, and how do people get involved? Because I know you are always looking for funding and volunteers. So what sort of help do you need at the moment in terms of that? How can people support you? Because I know you've got, is it the Friends of the Red Squirrel Project?
There's the Friends of the Red Squirrel, or you can also adopt a red squirrel. We're always looking for volunteers. If you think you have time to spare, email me, white, as in W-I-G-H-T, squirrels@hotmail.com.
Fantastic.
Whatever your talents or your time, we'll try and find something for you.
Excellent. We'll have a bit more music and we'll talk a little bit more. This is Sam Smith. That's a song by Sting and it's called Demolition Man. We're here in the studio at just coming up to 2:30, talking all about squirrels, and it's so funny. I wish you could hear some of the conversations we've been having.
The more we're talking, the more I want one. And we were talking about finding them in strange places. So where's the most unusual place that you found a squirrel, Helen?
I think the most unusual one was in Yarmouth Harbour, right out on the pontoon where all the yachts were moored. And this animal must have swum out there. And it was running around the yachts amongst all the horses, as you call them, over some chap having his breakfast. Then it just got bored, did a lovely belly flop back into the sea and doggy paddled back to shore.
So they can swim?
They can swim really, really well.
Do you know, I was just going to ask that. I couldn't picture a squirrel swimming. Could you, Mo? How
do they swim on their back?
Yeah. No. Doggy paddle with the tail out of the water.
Oh, really? Yeah, with the tail out of the water as well. I've got to Google that when I get home.
Must look a bit peculiar.
Yeah. I've got to go on YouTube and look for a red squirrel swimming just to see what it looks like.
Work.
So people tend to contact you then if they find one. And you said there was one in the Conservative Club.
Oh, in all sorts of places in the town. They'll even go down people's chimneys.
Oh, really?
But they wouldn't live inside, would they?
Not really, no. They just get lost. This time of year particularly, the young ones are dispersing, and they don't perhaps go to the in the best direction to find another wood. So they just keep going, find themselves in the town.
Oh.
And you get all these funny sightings, say in shops, in houses, offices.
And do they panic if they're in a shop or something? You said they do the wall of death.
Sometimes they do panic. Sometimes it depends on the animal. Because like us, they've all got their own personalities. It's no good saying, oh, a squirrel will do this, that, or something else, because they won't all do this, that, or something else. They've all got their own personalities and ways of doing things.
So when they do the wall of death, is that when they run around in a circle?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, this particular one I'm thinking of, it was doing, as you see, you know, you see the motorbikes going around.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what this one was doing, and it was moving so fast, you couldn't keep up with it.
Oh, dear.
A real adrenaline rush. Anyway, eventually it did go out onto the high street and goodness knows where it went from then.
Am I right in saying that red squirrels don't eat acorns?
They'll eat a few, but they cannot digest the tannins in them.
So what type of nuts do the red squirrels eat mostly then?
Hazelnuts are good. Sweet chestnut, beech.
What about conkers, the horse chestnut? Do they eat those?
A few. They bury anything and everything.
Oh, do they?
Yes. If you got them in the garden, watch out for your flower pots. And I've even had people growing peanuts in their garden where the squirrels have planted the peanuts. Oh. And they've germinated, would you believe?
And they don't hibernate either, you were saying?
No, they don't hibernate. That's why they have this cache of food for the winter.
So they don't, they're a bit like us, they don't hibernate, but they stay indoors a bit more often, watching the X Factor and eating their little stock of hazelnuts that they've saved up. Am I getting the right picture?
Do they store the nuts then in their cheeks and
not in their cheeks as such? They're not like a hamster. They'll pick them up and they'll bury them in a little hole or up in the tree.
Fantastic.
You can see them take them up to the tree and wedge it into the bark sometimes.
Oh, and there's, where are the best places on the island to go and see them? Because I know you've got Core Abbey. There's a nice little hide there that you can go to.
Core's a hot spot. Robin Hill, Garlic Farm.
What about Shanklin?
Shanklin, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shanklin Old Village, Fort Victoria.
Do you find them around cafes and anywhere where they can smell food?
Well, when they're really hungry, they will. They will go to in the cafes. They
will.
We'll pack up our leftovers and go in dustbins.
Wow!
Just imagine, can't you? Sitting there eating your lunch, and this squirrel comes and pinches something off
That's
your plate.
That's right. It's happened. Yeah, yeah. But that is desperation.
Right. We've got a song. We've got two ferry songs. It's funny. We had "Don't Pay the Ferryman," and now we've got Joey and the Pacemakers' "Ferry Across the Mersey." But we were just talking about one of the reasons why we don't want the fixed link is because at the moment the grey squirrels have got to get on the ferry, and we don't want them coming across on the fixed link, do we?
So, it's a long walk.
That's right.
Mm. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But here's Joey and the Pacemakers. That's the Pointer Sisters and the song called "Dare Me." And it's just coming up to 2:40 now on Thursday afternoon, and we're live here in the Riverside Centre studio at Vectis Radio with Helen Butler, MBE, from the White Squirrel Project, and Mo. And we're having some really good conversations all about how you can help the White Squirrel Project.
Yes, and I want to become a citizen scientist. That's good for me, isn't it?
It is.
Tell us, Helen, what's that all about?
Citizen science is the name given to the general people from the general public who send in sightings. Basically, tell me about your red squirrels. I don't care where they are, whether they're alive, whether they're dead, whether you think they're red, grey, pink or anything else. Please let me know.
Okay.
And we have a website for that or an email?
Yes, you can email white, WIGHT, squirrels, with an S on the end, at hotmail.com, or go to our website, www.whitesquirrels.co.uk, and follow the link to the online form.
Well, so if you sight a red squirrel, please let Helen know, and then you become a citizen scientist.
That's right.
Fantastic. And Autumn Watch has been really good. Have you seen any of that programme?
Some of it, yes.
But I had a theory. I said to Mo, I think what they do is they get a van load of animals and ship them off somewhere and let them all loose in a field. Because they've all got names as well, haven't they? They say, oh, here's Fred the Owl. He's come out. And I'm thinking, how do they know he's called Fred?
We're talking about this last week, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
Okay.
And you can also help by donating money as well, because money's always useful, isn't it?
It is indeed. You can become a friend of the Red Squirrel, which is White Squirrel Project, for only £5 per person.
My mum will be interested in this. I can see her now getting excited, getting the chequebook out.
Yeah, that's a minimum. You get the newsletter, and you can also have access, after you've signed all the contracts, to use our private hide.
Ah, private hide. That sounds good.
Adopt a squirrel?
Yes, through the Isle of Wight Red Squirrel Trust, you can adopt a squirrel. There's one from the Garlic Farm, one from Robin Hill, one from Shanklin Chine, or from Fort Victoria.
Fantastic.
And also you have an unconventional charity shop.
Yes, our charity shop sells anything that's wood or anything to do with animals.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And you're looking for volunteers, obviously.
We're always looking for volunteers, and you can bring your knitting, you can bring your artwork.
My mum's, that is it. Now my mum's on her way down. She's getting the ferry.
She brought her knitting.
Well, if she can take her knitting, she'll be there.
You can knit squirrels.
You can knit squirrel coats.
No, squirrels. One lady, she knitted 50 squirrels, called it 50 Shades of Red. It's Bernie.
Oh, brilliant.
Bernie.
Oh, brilliant. That's excellent.
Name them all after places on the Isle of Wight.
That's a lovely idea. And whereabouts is the charity shop?
It's opposite the Catholic Church in Ryde High Street.
Okay.
Limited opening hours because we haven't got enough people to man it. So if you're coming by specially, then give me a ring on 611003 to see when we're going to be open.
Brilliant. And of all the guests that we've had, I definitely want you to come back in, Helen. So will you do that? Because I love talking about squirrels. It's really interesting.
Let's see if you've had any sightings from today. See how many you get from today.
Yes.
Oh, and, look, the phone's ringing.
Yeah.
That's someone sighted one already.
It's one of the squirrels. He's outside. He wants to come in and do an interview. That's what it is. Right, we'll have a word from our sponsors. We'll see who's on the phone, and then we'll play a brilliant track from the Electric Light Orchestra.